for 7236.
7236, I got your priority. What's going on?
I had a couple on my bus from Clackamas Town Center all the way to here. Very loud, sitting all the way in the back. I could tell he was drinking something, stomping their feet. I just, you know, I just kept thinking they'd get off any minute. But they came all the way to Clackamas. So now I did find empty beer can in the back that they left. And they're still here. It's a guy and a gal. And they're very loud. They're still drinking. And I wouldn't step off this bus if my life depended on it because the dude's kind of scary. I'm not going to let them on my bus, but I don't know if they're going to be angry when the next bus shows up.
All right. Copy that. Well, we can't have open containers on the bus, so... do you have a description of them? I know it's just a couple.
Yes. The guy is black, tall. He's probably 6 foot, blue jeans, black sweatshirt with white on the front, and a black dew cloth. She's white and shorter than him. I can't really see her, and I'm kind of scared to go look out the bus.
All right. I'm not going to ask you to go out the bus. It's probably enough of a description. I just want to repeat. He's a black male, about 6 foot, blue jeans and a black sweatshirt with white on it. And then you said something else was black, and then a white female that's shorter than 6 foot. Is it significantly shorter, do you think, or is she, like, just a little bit shorter?
She's probably 5'5", and I can see dark hair. His, the other black thing was a dew cloth on his head, like a scarf or a, you know, bandana sort of thing. And they're just... still drinking, loud, rowdy. He just kind of smacked the bus shelter.
All right, copy that. Yeah, we can probably have a supervisor run up there and kind of check on him and tell him to mosey on about. But yeah, they're not, you know, we can't have open containers on the bus, so if they're currently drinking, that's certainly a good reason to pass them up, and we'll keep an eye on things if they do get upset with another operator.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm here alone now, and so I don't know if they're waiting for me to leave to get on my bus again or not. I don't know. They're the only ones here, so I can get away with not opening my door. Hopefully nobody will show up.
All right, copy that. Yeah, like I said, if they have an open container, that's certainly a good reason. You know, if they do get on your bus, let us know. If they are allowed, though, you can always pull that bus over, open the door, and tell them, hey, this is your stop. I can't drive, you know, and call us. So I don't want to make you drive that whole trip like that, you know. Just pull over next time and give us a call. We'll gladly help you out.
But I'm not going to drive with them at all because they scare me.
No, I understand that. I meant kind of for the last trip. You said they were on the whole trip and being loud. And so, you know, in the future, stuff like that, just pull over and call us and say, you know, hey, they're being too loud on this bus, and I've asked them to quiet down, and, you know, it's kind of distracting. You know, just let us know so we can get you some help earlier. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I misunderstood. Yeah, I just kept thinking they were getting a get off, you know. I just kept thinking, but... all the way from Clackamas, like the layover area at Clackamas, all the way to here. Of course, they didn't pay either. I guess we got cut off. Anyway, I don't know what you heard and what you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't hear a whole lot after I got done talking to you that time, but... yeah, I think you just said you misunderstood what I meant. But, yeah, I just don't want you to, you know, be you know, driving in situations that make you uncomfortable. So just let us know. And if you have any trouble, too, when you go to pull out, give us a, you know, give us a call.
Okay, I will. There is, it looks like, another rider showing up. I might just get him on the bus while they're distracted.
All right, copy that. And, you know, if you can't stop them from getting on the bus, that's when, you know, if you want to, if you just feel safer rolling and call us and, you know, we can help you out, or you want to pull over and... but if they have an open container, absolutely, you know, that can't ride the bus.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, and you know, give us a call if you have any more trouble, okay? You have a great night out there.
All right, thanks.
And you are welcome at 2002.
Yes.
Thank you. Good night.
Have a good night. 2003.